الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a prophet, a Nabi from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkah Mukarramah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this da'wah of Islam to the kuffar of Makkah, and he began to invite them to this tawheed, la ilaha illallah. He invited them towards Islam. And we know the difficulties that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to face, that he had to undergo and experience at the hands of the kuffar and the enemy, because they felt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is turning them away from what they and their forefathers would worship, and now he's inviting them towards one ilah, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they began to harm him, injure him, torture him, cause him great trouble. And then within a short space of time, this da'wah began to reach the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. A few of the poorer sahaba radiallahu anhum, they accepted Islam at first. And we know the incidents of Bilal radiallahu anhu, Suhaib radiallahu anhu, the family of Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We don't have time to go into the incidents, but they also began to face the same sort of trouble from the enemy, and the enemy would harm them, and they would injure them, and they would cause them great taklif. Finally, a time came, that is like 13 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to face all of this in Makkah Mukarramah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to make hijrah and to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah and then go to Medina Munawwara. There too also in the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not leave him, they did not stop, they did not desist, they continued to cause him all sort of trouble. And we see his sahaba radiallahu anhum, they as well, the kuffar of Makkah did not leave them as well. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his stay in Makkah Mukarramah, now even during the hijrah, he and sahaba, they are only facing all this sort of trouble and harm that was coming to them from the side of the kuffar. And now when they come to Medina Munawwara also, we see that the kuffar, they do not leave the sahaba radiallahu anhum. They still continue to trouble them merely because their faith and their belief was iman in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we see one of the first ahkam rules to come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes and ordains for them qital. And that is where we see in one verse, Allah says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. That listen, permission is now granted for you Muslims to retaliate and to defend your iman, to defend your state, to defend your families. Why? بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Because you have been oppressed. If we look in those 13 years when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Makkah Mukarramah, and even during that hijrah, no way was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor were the sahaba ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wage war, to retaliate, or to fight against the kuffar. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see many verses in Quran, Allah says, make them maaf, pardon them, forgive them. In other words, the time of qital has not yet come. So 13 years, imagine the taklif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. Now of course, a person cannot live his entire life, and the sahaba radiallahu anhum also, they cannot live their entire lives like that, till the end of their lives without retaliating, without defending themselves, without protecting themselves, their families, their state. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them permission to retaliate and to defend their state, to defend their families. And this is the verse we read now where Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ. Then listen, warfare has become prescribed, has become ordained upon you, whereas warfare, the reality of it is such that it is kurhul lakum. It is something that is disliked by you. It is something that is detested by you. It is something that you are forced to do. In other words, who wants to fight? Nobody wants to fight. But there's a reason why you have to fight. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you dislike something, but the reality of it is something good for you. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. There is something that is good for you in that. In other words, here, if you do not fight, if you do not, in other words, Allah is telling the Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you do not defend yourselves, if you do not protect your state, You do not protect the, your families and the state of the iman within them. Then Allah says the kuffar would then come and then they would invade, they would attack, and in that way they would wipe you out from there. And Allah says wa asa an takrahu, perhaps you dislike something. Wa huwa khayrun lakum, so you dislike fighting, but Allah says if you have to defend yourselves, then that will be better for you. Why? Because even your martyrs, those who are killed from among you, they will be the shuhada, they will be martyrs in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, if you have to defend yourselves and protect Islam, then you will be gaining also more land also from the kuffar. So that will also bring benefit for you. And then Allah says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you like something, you love something, but that is evil for you. In other words, part of وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ, what you love, is also not to fight. There is al-qu'udu عَنِ الْقِتَالِ. So who wants to fight? No person would love to fight. So not wanting to fight, sometimes that will also be an evil, it will be something evil for you. How? Because the kuffar, the enemy would now come, they would invade, attack, and in that way they will gain control over your territory, over your lands, and your families, and in that way also, the iman, the people, you will not be able to spread iman throughout the four corners of the world. And then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows best and you do not know. In other words, Allah knows those things in which lies your benefit. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And sometimes you with your own eye, you cannot perceive that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.